Goodbye Wildstar, and more coming up on today's episode of the Latest in Tech News Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Latest in Tech News Podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Merrick, not in pain this time. The intro finally went off well without a hitch. I'm so happy about that. This is the world's only 3-in-1 daily show on everything tech, gadgets, and gaming news, minus me messing up the intro. If you're new here, welcome. Be sure to chat along with us during the live show today and hit that follow button already if you haven't. If you're listening to the podcast, welcome. Appreciate your support and be sure to hit the subscribe button and so that you're notified when we go live. Be sure to leave a review as well. Tell other people about the show. But keep in mind that you're about a day behind on the show and you really should be joining us. I did say live show. You really should be joining us over at mixer.com/technewsgadget. There you can catch up on this show and all the other past shows, as well as get video access and more coming soon. We are also on Twitter, at TechNewsGadget, where you can send us your questions, rants, or suggestions, both during or after the show. And Octavius is standing on his head again. You know, I'm actually half tempted to just leave you standing on your head. I know, out of blood's rushing to my head, I can't turn. That's your own fault. You have 8 legs, and you have perfect capabilities of being able to orient yourself properly. It's not my fault that you get yourself in these stupid predicaments and then sit there and whine and go, pick me up. Okay, who? And raise a hand. Should I go pick him up? Okay, I'll go pick him up. I'll be nice. I think you're just trying to get attention.
Yeah, see, he's happy. He's just trying to get attention.
Well, as you listening to the audio, you're like, what in the world's going on? Yeah, Octavius, pet octopus, he, causes problems from time to time, but he's told me he is not watching Twitter. He hates that platform. I've been trying to convince him otherwise to start using Twitter, but he says it's a pile of garbage, and he would rather stick his head in a trash can. So if you have any good arguments on to why Octavius should be using Twitter, let me know in a chat, or actually on Twitter, and I'll try to convince him that way. Otherwise, he told me he's just going to hang out here in a live chat room and hang out with you guys. So if that sounds good, sounds good. Also, awesome announcement that I can finally unveil to you guys today. Did you know that you can get video archive access and more to this and other perks? You want to find out more details, go to technewsgadget.net/insiders. Become an insider today. Insiders have the capability of getting either an Octavius plush here or a coffee mug. I think that's actually on the website. So if you want to learn more information about that, head on over to technewsgadget.net/insiders. We'd appreciate your support. And in the meantime, let's get on with the show, shall we? So, Master Chief, thank you for the follow. As I indeed. Let's pop on over here. Let's see if I can get it set up right. I know you guys got your trivia hats on and ready. So let's do this. Let's see how well you know your trivia. First question today, and we'll be handing out points in the chat, as we call them bytes around here, because this is a tech show, so we hand out bytes. You'll actually win bytes if you get the correct answer, so feel free to play along in the chat. First question for today is Android versions are named after dessert foods. They're also released A, on the birthdays of visionaries, B, every 9 months, C, on even months because it's good luck, or D, in alphabetical order. Read that question again. Android versions are named after dessert foods. They're also released A, on the birthdays of visionaries, B, every 9 months, C, on even months because it's good luck, or D, in alphabetical order. Be sure to post your answer in the chat, A, B, C, or D, and we'll see who winds up the victor and is awarded points. All right, we got them coming in. Answers so far have B every 9 months. The correct answer is D, in alphabetical order. So right down here, Here's a little bit of background. It's commonly known that Android versions are named after a snack food, and you could probably guess that if you knew the names of the build. However, it's less common knowledge that Google releases the revisions in alphabetical order. It's also worth noting that not every version of Android is named after food, though they are all in alphabetical order. Version 1.0 of Android was released in September of 08 under the codename Alpha, and perhaps unsurprisingly, 1.1 was titled Beta. The third version of Android, which was actually 1.5, appeared as codenamed Cupcake in April of 2009, followed by Donut and Eclair in September and October. And so the full list that up to 2016 is Android, Beta, Cupcake, Donut, Eclair, Froyo, Gingerbread, Honeycomb, Ice Cream Sandwich, Jelly Bean, Kit Kat, Lollipop, Marshmallow, and Nougat, which is to be announced. So there you go. That's your first trivia for today. Looks like we got close there. Moving on. The second question, which company invented the hard disk drive? Was it A, Fujitsu, B, Hitachi, C, Xerox, or D, IBM? Read the question again. Which company invented the hard disk drive? A, Fujitsu, B, Hitachi, C, Xerox, or D, IBM? Octavius, you should be keeping an eye on chat, so when we have the people who guess it right, you give them points, right? You're not going to be a stickler like you were last time and hold points back, right? He likes to sit there and... I don't know what he does with the points. I don't know. He probably tries to go buy soda with it or something. Okay, answers are coming in. The correct answer is D, IBM. After looking into different technologies, including wire matrices and rod arrays, IBM invented the hard disk drive at its San Jose, California lab in 1953 and initially referred to the technology as a random access file, which proved to be less expensive and slower than drum memory, but faster and more expensive than tape drives. The first commercial hard disk drive was shipped in 1956 as the IBM Model 350 disk storage inside the IBM 305 RAMAC system, which offered 5 megabytes of storage at $10,000 per megabyte. Oh my goodness, the amount of money people were paying back then. The first disk platters had a diameter of 24 inches and were stacked 50 deep in boxes that resembled washing machines. A far cry from today's compact 3.5-inch or 2.5-inch disks, let alone solid-state drives, which are coming in the even smaller M2 form factor. So, moving on to the final question. What was the first cross-platform web browser circa 1993? Was it A, Cello, B, Internet Explorer, C, Mosaic, or D, Nexus? Repeat that again. What was the first cross-platform web browser circa 1993? Was it A, Cello, B, Internet Explorer, C, Mosaic, or D, Nexus? Guys, a couple more seconds here. Got the answers coming in chat. Great, appreciate the feedback, guys. This is an interactive live show, so feel free to interact. Okay. Oh, you're changing your answer. The answer is C, Mosaic. And a brief explanation why is regarded as being the first widely adopted web browser. Mosaic was developed by a team led by Mark Andreessen at the National Center for Supercomputing Applications at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign in late 1992. By January of 1993, an early build for Unix was posted on their servers for free, attracting thousands of downloads a month. Within months, some sources say spring of 93, some say in September of 93, Andreessen and others ported the browser to PC and Mac, and by October, a version was available for the Commodore Amiga, all before Mosaic reached official 1.0 status in November. Hey, Coco Bear, how's it going? Just doing some trivia here. And Andreessen then soon departed NCSA to form Mosaic Communications, which is now Netscape Communications, in April 94, alongside Jim Clark of Silicon Graphics, Inc. Yes, I will be playing Fortnite later on today. The company's first product, Mosaic Netscape 0.9, shipped in October 94 and took three quarters of the browser market within 4 months. Certainly can. I'll be keeping an eye on it, and I will let you know. So the correct answer was C, Mosaic. All right, so that wraps up the trivia for today. So now we can finally move on to today in tech. But before we can go cover, sure can, you too. I can certainly see about getting some Fortnite gameplay going on. I'll just cover the tech news for today, and then post-show we'll get into that if that sounds good. So, before we can dig into the tech history for today, I just need to do a little bit of history, as it were. Today is September 6th, 2018. On this day in tech history, in 1947, the aircraft carrier Midway became the first U.S. vessel from which a long-range rocket was launched. The rocket had a mishap, though, and exploded at 5,000 feet. Well, progress. In 1954, U.S. President Eisenhower waved a ceremonial neutron wand over a neutron counter in Denver, Colorado, to signal a bulldozer in Shippingport, Pennsylvania, to begin construction of the first commercial nuclear power plant. It was part of the Atoms for Peace program. Never knew. Tech stands for technology. In 1997, the USS Grace Murray Hopper, which was a guided missile destroyer, was commissioned by the U.S. Navy in San Francisco, named after the computer pioneer. And tech also stands for Tech News Gadget. So that's the name of the show. Finally, on this day in history, the Google satellite GeoEye-1 was launched in 2008. After 5 months of delays, the high-resolution Earth observation satellite GeoEye-1 is launched from Vandenberg Air Force Base. Owned by the corporation GeoEye Inc., it's capable of taking high-resolution images with a detail of down to 6 inches. 16 inches. I can't read. However, the U.S. government has restricted that resolution for its own use. Commercial usage is limited to resolutions with detail down to 20 inches. And obviously, Google had its logo on a Delta II rocket that was used to launch GeoEye-1. So if you're wondering, hey, what's that eye in the sky with the Google Maps and everything? Well, on this day in history in 2008, that's when that satellite was launched. So, moving on, let's set up the tech news for today. I do have some Fortnite news for those of you Fortnite players, so stay tuned. My gamer tag is, I'll drop it in the chat really quick. Alright, so let's transition over here to the latest tech news. First on the docket, a spying service leaked personal data on millions of customers. Ah boy, here we go again. So this week, Krebs on Security revealed that mSpy leaked the data of millions of paying customers online, including passwords, call logs, text messages, contacts, notes, location data, and even iCloud usernames and authentication tokens. Now, for those of you who don't know, mSpy is software that can be installed on devices and used to snoop on kids, partners, and more, just kind of to keep an eye on things like a Big Brother type thing. The company has since taken a database down. When they were actually looking into this, it turns out that the database was easily accessible and required no authentication. So essentially, it was just sitting out there on the internet waiting for somebody to find it. So when they found this problem, not to mention the breadth of data was exposed was massive, from secure passwords to names, email addresses, and uploaded Facebook and WhatsApp messages and more. So they went and they decided to notify mSpy of the data leak via its online chat service. Here's a funny side note. The live chat support person reportedly blocked him. A representative of the company later reached out, thanking Krebs on Security for alerting them to the leak and saying that the data has since been taken down. Yes, that is my gamer tag. But as Krebs on Security points out, this is hardly the first customer data leak that the company has faced. In May of 2015, their database was hacked and customers' data was posted on the dark web. So regardless of how much you want to spy on a person's mobile device, it's probably not worth trusting yours and their personal data to a company like this. So just be careful if you do decide to look at mSpy in the future for any kind of reason. You don't want to worry about this, though. Yeah. Moving on, for those of you who like looking at cars, the Genesis Essentia is going into production as the brand's priciest car. This was initially a concept car, and for those of you wondering, what? There's pictures that go along with this show? well, you're listening to the podcast audio version of this, you really should be joining us over at mixer.com/technewsgadget to be getting the live show and all the images and videos that go along with it. So, moving on. To maintain its exclusivity, Hyundai's premium brand will keep production run extremely limited. Now, for those of you who don't know, they have a premium brand, Hyundai does, called Genesis. And I've seen a couple other cars, and they're really nice looking. So Genesis beautified this year's New York Auto Show by introducing the Essentia, a drop-dead, gorgeous electric coupe with a curvaceous carbon fiber body featuring butterfly doors. While most concepts don't ever get to see the light of production day, we are happy to report that we won't be the case this time around. Hyundai's premium arm has reiterated its plan to put the Essentia into production, and yes, we do have pictures to follow. The only bad news is it'll be the most expensive Genesis production car, and availability will be limited as the company wants to build only a handful of these stunning coupes. The automaker's global head of design, Manfred Fitzgerald, told Motor Trend that although the Essentia is officially a concept car, almost everything underneath its lovely skin is technically feasible to spawn a road-going car. One exception would have to be the butterfly door configurator, as Genesis's design boss said these won't make the cut. Fortunately, if everything goes according to plan, it will have the Essentia on sale in either 2021 or 2022 at the latest. It's expected to ride on a newly developed platform tailored to electric vehicles. We'll be hearing more of that in years to come as the company is getting ready to embrace that. I'll be sure to add you, Master Chief, as a friend on there. Yep, I got your gamer tag, so I'll be sure to add you in when I load the game up later. So, some of you guys want to see the photos? I had a feeling you did. So let's go take a look. Genesis coupe, here's a front shot of it. Nice. Liking the doors. What are all these people doing standing around looking at it? Can we just get a nice photo of the car? And look at that. Tires. Photo of it. A bit closer up. Another angle. Front angle. More front top-down angles. Let's see if we can get on to something interesting here. Here's more of the back, front tire. Here's an inside view of it. Yes, I remember, no worries. Here's a steering wheel, and everything looks... Oh, man. Could you imagine seeing this when you start your car up? HUD's up display. Looks pretty sick. Awesome. At this point, I want to say, you ever take it off any sweet jumps? For those of you who've watched the movie, you know what I mean. Got nice heating. Yeah. I'm trying to get to a photo of the doors for you guys, because I know you want to see that. That. Here's the concept picture of it, with a slight cutaway of the whole thing. And, butterfly doors that you'd see rotate up like this. Front. It's quite a looker, ain't it? I have people drooling over this one for a while to come. This shot right here makes it look, hey, maybe it's a bit of a Porsche. But it's... Man. I actually want to test drive it now. When this car comes out, I want to test drive it. Here we go. Here's more of the doors. This is how the doors open up. It's like they rotate up like that. Perfect. Just like that. Obviously, don't open them when you're driving. You'll fall out, but man. It's Genesis. Essentia. Something to drool over. So, all you car fanatics, have your fun now. We'll have the show notes for this and all the other articles covered today over at technewsgadget.net, and you can go take a further look into that. But we kind of do a little bit have to move on. For those of you just finishing up dinner, I want to let you know that Xbox is debuting a brilliant grease-proof controller. So for those of you who like to snack on your meals or just snack in general while playing on Xbox, you can now... get a grease-proof controller. I can't talk. Can you tell? But here's the catch. It is only making 200 of them. Let's see. Take a look at the quick video. What you just missed is they just threw it through a pile of grease and it didn't do anything. So, this is obviously based off of if you win a match in Players Unknown's Battleground, you're rewarded with a coveted chicken dinner, but for most players, the prize is virtual, but for others, celebrating a win with a greasy, delicious snack between games is a very real thing. And, well, Xbox players now have a solution to that problem. It's the new grease-proof Xbox One controller. It looks almost identical to a standard Xbox controller, but if you look closely, it's significantly shinier, and that is because of a patented urethane coating that's resistant to grease, or in this case, chicken grease. Xbox Australia released a video showing it off. We'll not only see a grease drip onto the controller and immediately roll away, but we also see the controller tossed in a batch of chicken and doused in a waterfall of oil. So to go along with its grease-fighting properties, the controller comes with chicken-colored analog sticks. We'll have to resist calling them drumsticks while playing, especially if we happen to be eating a chicken leg at the same time. Nah, you don't want to actually chew on this, so. Yes, the grease-proof controller is a promotional gimmick and won't be available for sale. However, you can still enter for a chance to win one by visiting the Xbox Australia Facebook page and commenting with your best Player Unknown Battlegrounds chicken dinner story. Only 5 winners will be chosen, though the numbers on the back of the controller suggest there are actually 200 examples in total, so perhaps we'll see more of these contests in the future. So interesting novelty item, but now for those of you who play PUBG or worry about dunking your controller in grease pits, well, now you have a solution. Grease-proof controller. So, moving on. Fortnite update 5.4 is now live, and we'll be covering a little bit of the patch notes and more. So, we have all these changes coming out. As previously confirmed, the headliner for this update is the high-stakes event, which lets players compete in a heist scenario, so we're kind of changing up the style of gameplay here. As part of this limited-time mode, a new traversal tool has also been introduced called the Grappler. This weapon lets players launch themselves around the map, which is useful in both jumping into combat or escaping quickly. There are also new high-stakes challenges. High Stakes introduces a new LTM called The Getaway, in which Victory Royale is achieved by attaining 1 of 4 jewels that will spawn on the map and safely escaping in a getaway van. Carrying a jewel will grant you health and shields over time, but your movement will be cut by 10%. There have been a variety of balance changes implemented, and while a number of weapons and items have had their rarity changed, but it doesn't really impact how effective they are anyways, previously announced storm changes are now in place, dealing damage to some structures near the end of matches. Additionally, the revolver has been moved to the vault, meaning you'll no longer find it in-game, at least for the time being. In Save the World, meanwhile, there's a fresh set of horde challenges to work on, with increased health and the ability to bat players away with strong knockback. These husks are no joke. Gather your team and take them on now, says, according to Epic. A new Harvester Ninja has also been added to this mode. So here are the full game notes. Looks like we have some details here on Battle Royale, the getaway details, jewels, the getaway vans. 4 total getaway vans will be on the map. 3 arrive early in the match, 1 more shows up near the end. Getaway vans float in mid-air. Jewel carriers must build up and then interact with them in order to complete a getaway. The goal is to find or steal a jewel and take it to one of the vans in order to secure a Victory Royale. Once they arrive, safe drop and getaway vans will be visible on a map at all times. 12 red pursuit supply drops land at the very beginning of the match. These carry a variety of longer range weapons and other items and are the only way to obtain the new grappler in this mode. Resource harvesting amounts has been increased by 50% in this game mode. Only rare weapons or higher will be found in this mode. Rifts to go, and launch pads have been removed to reduce mobility for getaway van engagements, and profile stats will be tracked in this mode, but umbrellas are not awarded for wins. In terms of weapons and items, the grappler has been added, which, how you use it is you fire at a nearby object to pull yourself towards it. It can be found in vending machines, floor loot, treasure chests, supply drops, and supply llamas. You can chain multiple shots together to travel great distances, but keep in mind it has 15 charges, and it discards when charges are depleted. It's of the epic rarity, and some revolvers have been vaulted. Let's see, they've removed a rare pistol. 4-4 has decreased from epic to rare. Remote explosive have increased from rare to epic. Semi-auto sniper rifle decreased from epic to legendary to uncommon and rare. When holding down the trigger, the first two bars on the burst assault rifle are more accurate. If you spread down sights, benefit increased from 35% to 40%. Some bug fixes were fixed. Performance, they boosted the audio, some UI stuff, added some animations, fixed the replay system a little bit, added voiceover, added VoIP to Android for the mobile edition, so it's a little bit easier there, implemented a new audio mixer, which addresses issues with sound quality and consistency, and yeah, that's all we have for update 5.4, so now all you Fortnite players are happy. Final news for today is Wildstar developer Carbine Studios is shutting down, and it's a little bit of sad news. Carbine Studios, the developer of the massively multiplayer online game Wildstar, is shutting down. According to Kotaku, 50 people will lose their jobs in the process, and the game will also be coming to a close. Staff were informed of the closure at a meeting today, according to someone who was in the room, but it had been looming for a while after at least two of the studio's game projects failed to gain traction with the studio's parent company, Korean publisher NCSoft. Today we are closing Carbine Studios and will begin the process of winding Wildstar down to ultimately shuttering the game. According to NCSoft in a statement, Wildstar players who have spent money within the game will be refunded purchases from July 1st, 2018, until the payment system is shut off. We are also in the process of identifying the teams that will be doing the work to bring Wildstar to a close. These decisions are very difficult to make, and we are in the midst of shifting as many of our teammates as possible into other roles within the organization. For those of you who don't know, Carbine was founded in 2005 by former members of the World of Warcraft team at Blizzard Entertainment. In 2007, NCSoft purchased Carbine, and in 2011, the studio announced Wildstar, a stylish MMORPG that would eventually release in June of 2014. After launching with a monthly subscription, it went free-to-play a year later. In February 2016, Carbine laid off a number of staff, and the game has been quiet in recent months. Now, this is kind of sad news for me because, well, I was one of the founding members of Wildstar. I actually purchased that game many, many years ago. I was playing through the game, having a great old time with it. I really enjoyed the play style. I was a founder, okay? I had beta access to everything. I had all the everything you wanted. I had it. This was during the time when I was kind of bored of World of Warcraft and I wanted something new. Wildstar definitely was appealing to me. It was a whole lot of fun. Kind of sad that it's and I know most of you are probably like, Wildstar, what's that? I just play Fortnite. Well, okay, game's been around for a long time. I've been around for quite a while. And I've started my whole journey probably with gaming since World of Warcraft many, many, many years ago. And so I'm quite familiar with the MMORPG and games of that nature. And so when Wildstar came on the scene, I really, really enjoyed the gameplay. It did a really great job. As a matter of fact, I'm my own personal opinion, I'm going to miss this game. I really am. Granted, I haven't played it for a handful of years. Other things came up. But this was a game that I really enjoyed. So rest in peace, Carbine Studios and Wildstar. Gonna miss you. And, well, I'm gonna pay a little homage to Wildstar right now. I got actually the trailer video of the whole entire thing so that you guys could get a little bit of a taste of what it was like. At least from a trailer standpoint, it was a very fun game to play, and I'll leave you guys with that, and so enjoy.
Legend tells of the mysterious planet Nexus, once inhabited by the hyper-advanced Elden, who disappeared from the galaxy long ago. Where is this lost world? What mysteries and wonders will be found there? And does it conceal ancient technologies and forbidden magic of awesome, unimaginable power? Guess what? You're gonna find out, Cupcake. Nexus has just been discovered, and things are about to get f***ing real. Welcome to Wildstar. When someone finds the most legendary planet in the universe, you can be damn sure that everyone is saddling up their starship and blazing a trail to get there. On one side, you've got the Exiles, a motley crew of refugees, outlaws, and mercenaries. On the other, the Dominion, a powerful interstellar empire that prides itself on kicking ass. Throw in a bunch of the weirdest, wildest, and most ruthless races this side of the event horizon, and you've got an explosive cocktail just looking for someone to party with. You ready for a fight? Oh, yeah. Face off against dangerous alien organisms, killer robots, and savage natives, using skill, movement, and some old-fashioned backbone to smash your enemies to smithereens. Whether your arsenal is big guns and bullets or supercharged magical spells, you'll be cracking skulls and making corpses in no time. Well, stakes not high enough for you? Then you and some of your most bloodthirsty friends should double down and buy a war plot. Then outfit it with enough firepower to blow a hole in the space-time continuum. When your death fortress is complete, go to war against your enemies and earn rewards so epic, your head will explode like a supernova. Boom! Taming a hostile alien world ain't gonna be easy, so choose a path and start taking care of business. As a soldier, scientist, settler, or explorer, you'll be facing Nexus head-on with custom content and rewards that make it your kind of adventure. So whether it's starting a war, building a town, climbing a mountain, or studying bug-eyed, brain-eating extraterrestrial critters, you're whipping this planet into shape with your own personal style. You didn't come halfway across the galaxy for a weekend visit, no. So grab a plot, build a house, and kick back on your little piece of the galactic dream. Customize your house with a mind-numbing array of choices, transforming it into a unique reflection of your own enigmatic, schizophrenic, or sociopathic tastes. Snazzy! And just when you think it's all over and maybe it's time to take a breather, guess again. Dive headfirst into an episodic world story to reveal the ultimate secrets of Nexus, doing your best to avoid getting demolished, dissected, or vaporized. Along the way, you'll see some of the most epic content since the Big Bang itself, squaring off against the most hair-raising enemies that Nexus has to offer. Add to that an unbelievable lineup of dungeons, raids, PvP battlegrounds, and adventures, and you've got a rich, deep, unforgettable experience that's guaranteed to blow your mind. Wildstar, adventure is about to get an ass kicking.
Yeah, there's Wildstar for ya. Apparently my mic was muted this whole entire time. Yeah, I'm gonna miss that game. Bomberang, how's it going? Eat in the chat, indeed. It was an awesome game. I really enjoyed playing it. I kind of went on to Exile just to have that little rebellious taste in and exploration and everything that came with Wildstar. So I'm really gonna miss the game. Hope something that good or better comes out soon to replace it, because that's a game I'm going to miss. So, that wraps up all of the tech articles for today. If I happen to miss anything on today's show that you want me to keep you informed of, let me know. Either on Twitter, or email technewsgadget@gmail.com, or you can just type it into live chat, and I'll be sure to get back to you on that. Also, keep in mind that we have an insider's option available now. What about Roblox? Well, I could play Roblox.
Where did it go?
Octavius is dropping stuff on the floor. Yeah, well, I'd have to play the game a little bit to see if it would be a good replacement for WildStar, but we'll see. Yeah, I know what you mean. I'll go check it out. So, that will do it for today's episode of the Latest in Tech News podcast. As always, I'm your host, Taylor Merrick. This show is a production of Tech News Gadget. For the latest in tech, gadgets, and gaming news, be sure to head on over to technewsgadget.net. There you can also learn more about becoming an insider and all the perks that it brings. I've heard it increases happiness by about 40% on a daily basis. So technewsgadget.net/insiders is a place to go. Pretty much, keep being awesome, guys, and I'll see you on the flip side.